You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
Previously on the final days of Gotham.
Dude, next time, like, when Game of Thrones finally wraps up, I'm like, okay, that was good and everything, and, like, those dragons were fine, but you know what?
Really needed a puppet.
It really needed a puppet.
Like, yeah, as it cuts to them strangling you, like, what are you talking about?
And they start injecting him with, I don't know, green stuff? Venom? Question mark?
Yeah, whatever the fuck. Sure. The seed that Poison Ivy made, she just liquefied it.
I mean,
it's actually weapons grade crystal meth.
Yes.
Oh no, because we made the bit a while ago that Lee's gonna bite the dust, but now after this, I'm like, ooh, no, oh god, I think I might have made the wrong. I might have bet
yeah.
a horse on this.
Alan,
one.
How's it feel? Your wallet already starting to feel lighter already.
You know, of course, right when the baby's born, just like, man, things just couldn't get any better. That's when the general calls in the airstrike, and you're just like, oh, Gotham, you never seem to, you know, surprise
me. Oh, my God, Jerry, what's happening? Someone tempted fate, Steve. Someone tempted fate again.
Someone was happy for 3 seconds at Gotham.
God damn it, rookie.
So, interesting choice for a penultimate episode to happen here, huh?
Or is it a pre-penultimate episode at this point?
Well, I mean, well, okay, here's the thing.
No, penultimate think... next to last, so yes, this is a penultimate
I think
episode.
We should all take this moment and reflect, because I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong here, we're all going to agree on this episode of Gotham, one way or the other.
That has never happened, and we recorded almost 12 of these episodes.
It might this time, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I know Alan's thoughts because I actually did talk to him about it a little bit before you got on the recording here, Nick. But I'm very curious to hear what you and Travis think. But yeah, hey everybody, we're back after what, 2 weeks hiatus? It's Final Days of Gotham, episode 11, called "They Did What."
that's
for
really
anyone
accurate.
Who still cares?
Like, yeah, I know. Game of Thrones has started. We started that podcast now. Gotham is...
Game of Thrones and Barry and basically all the shit everyone wants to watch is already on, so...
Yo, Barry's back?
But it's fine.
Oh, yeah. Barry's been on for like 3 episodes.
Oh, shit, I gotta check that out.
Even Alan's like, what am I doing this for?
Yeah, literally.
Barry, fuck this!
Game of Thrones really demolished everybody in his wake. But, yeah. Yeah, we're still gonna do this at the very bitter, bloody, batty end. This is, They Did What? It's directed by a woman named Carol Banker, and this is actually her first episode of Gotham she's ever recorded, and probably her last, so...
Well, yeah.
Well, I know.
I mean...
But I looked through her list, and again, she's one of those, like, you know, work-for-hire directors who's been on literally everything for the last, like, 6 years. Like, she directed some Glee, she directed, she directed Designated Survivor, she directed an episode of Titans.
What? Which
okay.
One?
She directed the episode with Jason Todd, episode 6.
Oh god, the filler episode.
Yep. And wow, for a penultimate episode, this was, I don't know what you guys thought. I thought this was kind of anticlimactic.
It was okay.
It was a little bit more pen than ultimate.
It was for a penultimate episode that's supposed to be part of the finale to the entire series. It basically doesn't even reach the same heights as some of the other previous finales.
No, I think this might be one of the weakest finales they've done in this whole arc. But again, before Nick reminds me, I am Justin Zarian, to be doing introductions now. Over here, we got Nick.
See, he can learn.
Justin's penultimate learning experience, too.
Oh my, yeah, really? Holy shit.
Nick, how are you doing?
I am doing fine. Travis, how are you?
I am enjoying this day of the Lich Lord.
Oh, right. Suppose we tell everyone we're recording this on Easter.
Yep, that is exactly when we're recording. And also, we got Alan over here. How you doing?
I'm here also.
He is also on this podcast talking with us. That is good.
Yeah, that's kind of what this episode.
Man,
feels
I
like.
Love it that we're also bummed out that no one has a like a clever like whatever we're doing. We're all just like. Yeah, here we are.
Well, that's kind of what feels this episode's also like, is that this episode's just kind of...
the episode also is just kind of here.
I can't believe that Nick was right. Yeah, I think we all kind of agree on this, because I was telling Justin...
I told you!
I was disappointed in this. And for anyone that's been listening to this, I usually just hate this show. So the fact that I'm saying the words I'm disappointed means I had expectations of the show. Like, I can't believe that I'm disappointed in an episode of Gotham. That blows my mind right now.
Yeah, because... and the reason, what's weird about it is that I'm disappointed not just in the actual way they resolved the conflict, but this episode just felt kind of sloppy. Does anyone else agree with
the
that?
Writing,
like, just the
writing in it is super weak.
Well, they don't anything really different from this episode than they did in the last episode.
Well, people's motivations change and their objectives change on a dime, and like they
sometimes from scene to scene.
Like, yeah, and then they just start doing things just so the, like, you know, there's a, I forget where I heard this, but there's like a whole trope of like, hey, why did this happen? This happened so movie, like, so the movie can happen. And there's a lot of that in here.
For a particular movie. I feel like most of this episode was like, hey, you remember that Christopher Nolan movie? Well, let's take your favorite parts from that. And by favorite, we mean some of the worst parts.
Well, that's what I was thinking is that, wow, what a letdown. The ultimate villain of our series is Nissa Al Ghul. What a pathetic, weak villain she is. Like,
yeah.
This dime store Ra's al Ghul. Like...
And that's weird. It's just like, you know, we kind of like thought she was okay when they introduced her in the last couple episodes. Yeah. But yeah, here it's just like they really just did jack well.
She just did more of the "and I will just talk like this" the whole time.
It's like maybe you could like
little accomplished because she's always talking.
Well, I love it too. Just kind of going into the episode, we can't just stay bummed. We got to actually talk about this freaking episode. It starts off too, where it's like, yeah, remember last episode when they were like sending helicopters to blow up everything in Gotham? Beginning of this episode, they just kind of just stroll into the Gotham PD without any problems whatsoever. Just like, oh yeah, I guess the city's under attack. Whatever.
Well, apparently that was just the Narrows that got firebombed, and they're like, oh no, the Narrows is gone, and now the army is coming towards us, and I'm like, why don't they firebomb the rest of Gotham?
Why would they firebomb only the poorest section of Gotham?
Gotham hates poor people.
Look, they brought like four bombs, man. They figured this is the most criminal area.
What a great way to bring back the RPGs and take out some helicopters, right?
Yeah.
Like,
they only had two of those.
Like, yeah, so apparently. Riddler and Penguin out of nowhere, like it's their big moment. Like they just take out a couple helicopters. Like, yeah, we're back.
Yeah. Well, and also, while they're gathering all the refugees, Penguin suddenly has this weird, like, crisis of conscience where he's like, you know what? I can't leave Gotham now. I gotta go back and save the day because I don't know why. I just like this place. So.
Yeah. What? His whole goal, like, he's says he's Caesar. I've seen all there is to conquer here. And I kind of bought that, and then him and Riddler were gonna leave. It really should have been Riddler that had the change of conscience because... there's Lee back there that I think gives a shit about.
Yeah. I think that ship has sailed.
The thing is,
but also he never had the big speech of always wanting to leave Gotham. Like, and he should have convinced Penguin to come along with him.
And then it actually made what happens next to Penguin a little bit more poignant.
That would have made it more significant on what happens later. Also, keep in mind this. He said later they will say that. Riddler had to come with him because this submarine takes two people to drive. I want you to keep that in the back of your mind.
This is gonna get ugly quick when we talk about how dumb this episode is.
Get to the best part of the dumbassity.
Okay, so yeah, Penguin and Riddler inexplicably decide, you know what, we're going to do the right thing because reasons, so we're going to help you guys fight against Bane and the army and his commandos.
They saw the promo and they're like, shit, we can't leave.
Well, and also you notice how this is shot completely different from the promo. It's like, did they do this like test footage and then they decided, oh shoot, we can't film this at night anymore. We can't do exactly how we want to shoot it. So
yeah, like that was so weird how it doesn't look like the opening.
They must have shot the promo afterwards.
The only thing I can think of is that the night shooting on TV shows is especially kind of a pain in the ass.
Many other night scenes in Gotham,
Gotham. It's mostly at night anyway.
Yeah, so I don't know
also,
what's happening there.
Also, there's less dudes. Like, there's like it's just lesser than the promo.
Well, that like you think that they have to do that promo, like they have to make Riddler and Penguin go back because of the promo. But then the promo is completely different anyway. Like, then it wouldn't have mattered.
What's it matter?
They shot the promo, like, the way the promo essentially gets shot in this episode is you could have just had half the people just not there and it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah.
Or just show the same footage again.
Yeah. No, seriously. Seriously, that didn't make any sense whatsoever. And also the fact that apparently they said, like, oh, we got 600, 700 soldiers marching in our direction. And then you see it's just, like, Bane and a couple commandos and a couple of those World War II soldiers around there, too. You know, just like, wow, really intimidating there, guys.
The rest of them are guarding the perimeter.
No, they're protecting
they're protecting Barbara's territory.
Yeah, so that all happens, and it leads to a big gunfight that apparently 700 trained U.S. soldiers can't shoot 30 cops. For some reason, and a couple other kids.
Look, it's Gotham cops. They keep regenerating, so...
Well, I think we also skipped over the fact that Bane takes over the army after one guy goes, this is fucking crazy. We're not going to be shooting at civilians.
That was so dumb, where it's like, okay,
and
yeah, we're not going to do this.
That guy's neck, and everyone else like, does anyone else have any problem with what I'm doing?
And no one does,
and
apparently.
No one does shit. Even that though was, okay. There's a whole bunch of army guys that... Well, he just killed our superior officer. Let's all take our guns and shoot this motherfucker.
Because we also really don't know who this is.
Yeah, who is this scary-looking fuck? Like,
who's this 7-foot-tall giant monster here? We don't want to take orders.
Okay, I guess it didn't bother me so much only because it's like, well, we need a reason for there to be a lot of people for the cops to shoot at. So I'm like, whatever. I've seen dumber reasons for an army to
why
get together.
Why are there but you just a bunch of Nissa's troops? Like, why does it have to be the regular army?
Because when you see the episode, I mean, we see the shootout and such, there's a bunch of those freaking commandos in the group. They clearly had enough people to fight.
It doesn't matter, because later in the episode, we see that they're heavily outnumbered from the army, so they needed the extra firepower.
I guess. But also,
I
love it how...
From a writing perspective, just have more of Nissa's troops.
Right.
Like, there's no reason we have to have the entire army here.
Or
all it does is complicate things in a writing sense way more.
Not necessarily. Just have the commander be like, I'm going to transfer over to my other person, and just have the guy who you currently have under control transfer powers to Bane so that the army know that Bane is in charge.
Also, that could have worked.
I mean, do something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If they had,
you have
you know,
the
if
guy
they
right
actually,
there.
Yeah, if they had written something better. I also love it, too, that Gordon somehow is like, okay, Harvey was just like, those soldiers, they're all just doing their jobs. And Harvey's just like, okay, just shoot the commandos and Bane. It's like, yeah, good luck with that. They're all mixed in together with the army guys.
Look, man.
Yeah, also, you got Penguin and Riddler there. I don't think they care either way. They're not going to be very discriminate on which people they're going to shoot.
I mean, technically, since they're following an unlawful order, that's breaking the law, technically.
Yeah, but that all happens, and also, meanwhile, for, you know, kind of pointless story stuff, Barbara has been kidnapped by Nissa, who's like, oh, your little baby's so cute, but I'm not going to do anything yet because I need to monologue some more, and then that's pretty much pointless there.
Stab the child. That's what she should have done. They should have on-screen her killing Barbara. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Although, something that Nick pointed out before we started this recording is that notice how Barbara and Gordon in that scene are chained up once.
No,
Gordon...
Nissa.
Oh, that's right. Nissa's chained up, sorry.
But we haven't gotten to that scene yet.
Yeah.
Like, it's,
no.
We'll save that for later because I found that egregious.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah, and then also, Bruce and Selina are getting ready to get to help with the battle too. So apparently. After Alfred gets his back broken by Bane and chucked against a pillar,
he's all right.
He's
all right. Yeah, he needs to recuperate for a few hours. He'll be
fine
after
that. Hey, that's how he got a limp. He got horribly murdered and was just walked it off.
Yeah, so Bruce joins the fight because of that. Like, I need to go out and save the day, kind of thing. And that gunfight goes horribly south, and then. One of the cooler and also really inexplicable moments where a grenade is thrown and Penguin blocks the grenade from hitting Riddler and gets his eye blown out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they want to explain why he has an eye as a monocle as opposed to, you know, getting a monocle.
Well, also, why does the grenade only hit that part of his face?
Shrapnel.
You know? Yeah, it's just to keep, there's a part of shrapnel got him in the face.
Okay, sure,
but... For that stuff and what happens with Alfred, I have accepted that Gotham exists in a universe where... The common man seems to have superpowers or super endurance. They just live in a world that where the regular people are just way tougher. Hmm. Like that they can just survive way more shit.
That's why they want to get rid of Gotham.
It's a terrible place that they're just more durable.
Yeah,
they live in the Scott Pilgrim universe.
Oh boy, yeah. So that all happens. It did lead to one of my favorite like. Unintentional, well, not unintentional,
oh, yeah,
very
that.
Funny sequences where Penguin's like, how bad does it look? And Riddler's just like, it's just a...
just walk it off.
Yeah, so that happens. And then... The thing, too, that this fight is so lacking energy. Like, it feels like anytime there's like a burst of action, it just gets preceded by a bunch of nothing. Just people walking around and talking to each other in this scene.
It really feels like they ran out of budget, and like the whole entire premise of the season, they wrote themselves a check they couldn't cash.
Yeah.
It's like, for a season that whole entire season that's supposed to be warfare between a bunch of different groups in Gotham,
we see very little
of that. We don't see any of that, and we see a surprising amount of two people in a room alone talking to each other.
Yeah, because I kind of honestly checked out during a bit of that middle part there, where it's like getting Lee to help everyone evacuate out through the tunnels, trying to help Barbara get the baby out. Jim finally gets to see his baby, you know, kind of thing. But because that leads to that part where he has to go and rescue Barbara from Nyssa. Because apparently he can just walk across with all the military guys just being there. Because
we got to keep using that same set that Penguin's at, like Penguin's house.
Yeah. City Hall, because everything happens in City Hall.
Dude,
for some
they
reason.
Literally show the exact same scene. They literally never went upstairs in that set. Like, we've never seen the upstairs to that area.
There's no other rooms in all of City Hall in that place. So.
Like, it kind of bugs me, because, like, the trial Jim Gordon, he gets shot while a bunch of people are standing on the staircase.
When Bane takes out Penguin. Yeah. No, seriously, they literally everything happens in that one little room. Mm-hmm. It's inexplicable. And, you know, there's a whole big fight there that happens between, you know, because Jim frees Barbara and they, which kind of cool, they have a little team up to try and fight Nyssa.
That was a decent fight. I mean, it's not the worst choreographed fight I've seen, but the show's had a lot better. So
you can tell that Barbara was, like, waiting the whole time, like, okay, I can kill one of these people, but I can't kill both of them. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jim's here, good.
By the way,
I kill this one now.
Why is Barbara, like, the greatest marksman and the greatest fighter in all of Gotham?
She got trained by Ra's al Ghul.
Oh, like, yeah,
that's a whole thing that I thought was going to play more into it, that these two women were trained by Ra's al Ghul.
That would have been cool.
And kind of, Barbara was kind of a protege of Ra's, and I thought that was going to be a big thing between them.
You mean Ra's, Ra's, or Ra's?
Whatever the fuck the plot
Whatever the fuck they, however the fuck they pronounce it this episode.
I think it was Ra's.
But Jim's plan here, his great idea is to handcuff himself to the woman that just killed how many League of Assassins in close quarters combat?
I think it's fine.
Hey, he figured he'd get rid of one hand.
No sense.
I think it's fine.
That makes one. No, you don't make it so where the only way you can fight her is in close quarters. That's where she will kick your ass. No,
yeah, but then she has to carry his dead body for a while. So.
You can accomplish the same thing by just grabbing her arm and not letting go.
We already established that Jim somehow could take on other League of Assassin guys in previous seasons, where even Harvey can punch him out. So,
I thought he was going to
take the baby out of here and go set the baby down, the general, so I can't use it as a bargaining chip. What?
Yeah, that makes any sense, because then that whole fight happens, and they set up a situation to have Barbara stab her with the same ceremonial knife, which doesn't turn her into dust for some reason,
I guess. Because it was never because that knife was only to kill Ra's al Ghul. It's just a regular knife now.
I guess.
I just assumed that it was actually only going to work on the demon's head.
Yeah.
That was my guess.
Which is, which is dead now.
Look, it makes less sense than what happens next.
Yeah.
Oh, with the whole thing with the general?
It makes more sense than what happens next, I should say.
The whole thing with the general where they decide, you know what, now the general's not useful anymore, and they just have him blow his brain.
Not that actually made sense to me.
That was fine.
What happens next is she executes the failsafe. Remember, they're still handcuffed at this moment. The general shoots himself, and then Jim goes over to check on the general.
Yeah, where did the handcuff go?
Did they get unhandcuffed?
I seriously could not make any sense of that. How did that happen?
I went back and checked. They're just not handcuffed in the next scene.
He put the scene right in front of me. He's like, how? I'm like,
I didn't even notice that. Yeah.
So fucking lazy.
Nyssa al Ghul's blood weakened the chains because of plot.
Also,
does she have acid blood
dead?
Like the alien?
Barbara didn't make sure to kill this chick. Why? Why is she still alive to do something in the next episode, the epilogue episode?
I will be shocked if they
bring her
back.
Barbara's a good person now.
The stakes of this episode are so low. No one dies at all.
No.
Yo, that's the thing. That's, again, just like Dark Knight Rises. Literally nobody dies.
Season, who would be the most significant person to die in this season? My guess would not have been Tabitha.
Really. Well, no, because, Tabitha has to go because she's the only one that's not in the established DC universe that we know of.
They've killed more important main characters in previous finales.
Yeah.
Remember when they killed Fish Mooney?
Oh, yeah.
And Butch?
Or, not Jeremiah, but...
Jerome.
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 Like, they've killed way more important characters in previous seasons than just random episodes.
And actually, how many, you forgot the most important death they had this season.
Yeah.
What? Scarface.
Scarface, yes.
Oh, my God.
The
problem is we're running into a situation in which now that we're almost ready to establish the quote-unquote canon DC universe, nobody can die because we can't kill Penguin or Riddler because they're still around.
It's not even canon, though. They've diverted from canon so much. You can kill anyone you want.
Like, although they diverted and then kind of like circumstantially kind of came back to where they're supposed to be in certain ways, where it's like, yeah, I mean, Penguin is going to become Penguin and Riddler's going to become Riddler and yeah.
Bane's
yeah,
going to become
so.
Bane could have died. Would anyone give a shit if Bane died?
Oh, no.
Bane dying here would have been actually fine because I don't think he makes it out of no man's land. Like in the comics, when they have Bane doing all that stuff, he either gets sent to Arkham or he gets off depending on which comic we're
talking about. Or Nyssa. Why doesn't Nyssa die?
Nyssa's going to die next episode.
No one dies. Like,
it's really weird.
And especially next episode.
There's
right?
no you know, consequences for anyone doing anything in this episode.
Well,
no.
Also, like, although, I think which Poison Ivy, like how much they've aged her up. By the time Bruce would become Batman, Ivy's going to be old.
She's going to be immortal. Yeah. She's going to be immortal. Like, that's what they're going
to
say.
When we talk about consequences, there's the biggest thing that we haven't talked about yet that leads to no consequence. So I got to set this up that, you know, Bruce, meanwhile, while all this nonsense is happening, he's going through his own nonsense. Like, okay, so the only way that we can solve this problem is to blow up Wayne Enterprises for reasons.
This is the worst cognitive dissonance I've ever seen in a show to which we're going to basically get a bunch of children to pull this off.
Yeah.
Well, they established themselves as children that are pretty useful in a pinch, and that's why they let them do it. But the idea of using Jeremiah's plan against them was kind of cool. Like, that felt kind of neat.
But then it
doesn't really do anything. The army just kind of comes around anyway, and then it's just like, wait a minute, didn't Bruce just kill a bunch of innocent army guys?
They explained what happened in that same scene. They're like, by the way, the army's outside. Guys?
No, yeah. That's the thing. Like, the whole plan was to have them knock down the building to block off the path so the soldiers have to go the long way so they can delay it to escape all the people in those tunnels. But okay, one, that all stuff happens where, of course, I loved it where they go to the building and they place the bomb directly under the picture of Bruce and Martha, just so you know. It's like,
symbolism.
Oh, this is serious. It's so goofy and cool.
Yeah, and they monologue and they have like a whole thing. It's like, oh yeah, feel free to talk here, guys. It's not like we're on a timetable or anything.
Yeah, so that all happens.
They have a time bomb.
And they have like one of the scariest shots when they blow up the building. The building just topples over like 9/11 style or Man of Steel style. You're just like, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, jeez.
And then a bunch of soldiers get killed and Bruce Wayne's a murderer.
Oh, dude, like I mean, a massive murderer. Like 30 fucking, like at least 30 people are dead.
I'm sure they explained some nonsense about like, oh well, the soldiers were all running away and now they got killed. But yes, he destroyed a multi.
Get crushed, man.
I know, but that's
matter.
He still
blew a building up.
Even if they make up nonsense, yeah, he knocked over a building by himself. You know, I don't care whatever justice they say. Like, oh, we're doing it to save the people. It's like, yeah, that's domestic terrorism he committed.
Yeah, because Bane doesn't die in the next scene. Which would have been so cool if he got ripped apart by bats.
Well, because that's all things that they have It's a big fight between Selina, Bruce, and Bane, which was kind of lame, honestly, the way that it's paced.
Yeah. It was okay.
Well, obviously, the guy, what's his name, that plays Bane, he can't
Shane
move
West.
That much in the getup.
It's pretty bulky.
Yeah. So he's doing a lot of Power Rangers, like, guy in a suit stuff.
Moving like a tank, pretty much.
Yeah, and then they have established that no one can beat this guy in hand-to-hand combat before. So they, you know, they use the thing, what was it,
the sonic device that
sonic
apparently,
device,
as Lucius explains it, where it's like, oh yeah, well the sonic device is useful for invisible cloaking from sonar, but it also attracts a certain winged animal, which I expected him to look at the camera and go.
They foreshadow that twice, and it's like, it attracts certain flying mammals. I'm like, yeah,
no,
we get it, guys.
Okay,
yeah.
That's actually what bothered me so much. So yeah, he gets all the information to, hey, go take this fucking bomb, you child, and blow up this fucking building with another child. Here's this fucking stealth thing that he says specifically attracts certain animals. Then Batman's like, fuck it, I'm going to use it. And then he says certain mammals. By the way, there's only really one or two kinds of winged mammals. And second of all, he never told you winged mammals. You just made that up. I'm guessing a bunch of fucking peacocks aren't going to fucking kill him. But
that would have been awesome.
Just a bunch of peacocks descend from the sky. No, better. Turkeys.
Sure, it's the Lord's Day, but fuck it.
No, that would be amazing. He comes back from his training as Peacock Man instead of Batman.
You know, also, there's such a moment for where he finally gets the idea for bats to inspire him. It's not that big of a moment.
No. I kind of liked it. It looked like he's going to be torn apart. I was like, oh, shit, Batman just killed the dude.
Yeah, that would have been really cool if he got, like, if we were to strip away and Bane's just, like, a piranha got to him. But then it's like, wait a minute, shouldn't it be during a scene where, like, all the army guys are there and they're all afraid of the bats? Mm. And Bruce realizes, the bats have a certain fear to them that I can use.
See, that would have been a great thing if it was like the year one sequence, you know, where, he has to escape through the SWAT teams with the bats and such. But nope, that doesn't happen here. They're only there for that one 30-second clip, and then, that's it, really. So,
which is, again, I liked it a lot because I was like, wow, okay, he understands bats are vicious creatures, and he now has a means of controlling them. So it makes a lot of sense. I actually didn't mind that. Apart from the fact that, he's a brutal murderer that killed hundreds of people and destroyed a fucking building, if I ignore that... It was actually a really effective scene for me.
Yeah, but then, Bane shows up later anyway, so there's really no point to the bat sequence. He's got, a couple scratches and a couple bites on him now.
He's heavily infected.
They could have just not run into Bane, and that's the same thing.
But he looks hilarious. You gotta ask at least, one of the guards has to be like, what happened to you? Nothing.
Shut up.
Nothing. That's for sure.
I cut myself shaving.
On your forehead? To be fair, if that happened to me, I'd be like, I fought off a bunch of bats and I won. Like, you take that as a point of pride.
Oh my gosh. So that all happens. And then, there's the big sequence. They're leading civilians out and it's going to be the last stand between Gordon, all the main characters and the cops between Bane.
Yep.
And then, Bane's about to give the order to fire and the civilians come out like, no, we're going to stand up for our city. And
well, Barbara convinces them to all come out.
Is it Barbara or Lee?
No, Barbara does. Like, Lee goes back by herself to stand with Jim. Mm. She's not going to leave. And then Barbara goes with the civilians and somehow gets them to willingly go in the line of fire.
Which just is cause.
Terrible.
Like, hey, there's a 20% chance this will work. Okay. You guys want to go with me?
Yeah, so that all happens, and it's, they inspire the military guys to go, no, we're not going to murder the civilians anymore.
You mean the thing they should have done in the first goddamn place?
which it's like, so you guys were okay with bombing the poor people in the Narrows to death, but this is too much now.
We're in America. We hate poor people.
We're in Gotham. We especially hate the poor.
It's like, we'll fuck up some cops, but...
they decide in the police. Face. It's a bit different, I guess.
It's the problem where they clearly thought about the emotional payoff more than the logical consistency of the sequence, where
I thought was going to happen, that they'd have to use Gotham's... Gotham is a show about a crazy city, right? An insane city. I thought they were going to have to use Gotham's insanity to win.
Like a power?
I thought, here's the point where they delay the army or fight them off with all the gangs. Scarecrow's crew shows up. Firefly
Scarecrow in this whole thing?
Firefly and Freeze show up.
That's a better question. Where are Firefly and Freeze?
Anyone still around shows up to get involved in the battle and kick some ass. And it turns out that Penguin and Riddler went to go get them or something.
Mm.
And they show up and they're just reinforcements and there's a big final fight scene between Jim and Bane.
The Hatter comes in and just fucks people up. I don't know.
Fucking puppet coming back with a bunch of people saying, fuck him up. Like, I'll take that.
Yeah, we're going to stop that brain guy, yeah?
Because that's almost what they were
Ivy
implying.
Ivy actually joins up with them.
Yeah, because that's almost what they were implying at the start with Oswald going, hey, I have a heart, I want to protect my city. It would make sense a bunch of the other villains want to protect their city, too.
Like, this city might be a piece of shit, but it's our piece of shit.
Exactly.
Like...
Which is kind of what they tried to do, but it just did not work at all in the scene.
That this episode is like, where I guess the budget must have gone to the last episode, the epilogue episode or something, because there's so little, and then there's so little people in it too for a siege. Like the most people they have is during that standoff where all the civilians come out. Otherwise, there's like 20 to 30 people in every scene.
But I mean, they had a tank in one scene that they didn't use.
For 2 seconds, that was a prop tank. But my problem with this is they ended, they solved every fucking problem. If you extended this epilogue by 10, or sorry, this episode by 10 minutes, why do you need another episode?
Yeah, I mean, the epilogue would seem a little superfluous at this point, but I mean, there's got to be something better to end this series on, because honestly, if this had ended with this episode, I would have been really pissed.
Yeah, you know? Well, I like the idea of a whole episode for an epilogue episode. Like, this is what Gotham could have been if we let it go forever. Mm-hmm. This is like a later episode of Gotham that we get to sneak peek into the future. That's Maybe. Kind of a cool idea, but I feel like it comes at the expense of...
Finishing this season.
Yeah. Finishing this season, yeah.
If you want to do that, you could have just cut the time of what was going on in the episode in half, had a cool battle sequence, they solve the problem, don't have all the extra bullshit that Gotham must have, and then just have it like at the 20-minute or 30-minute mark 10 years later, and then you can have a 10-15-minute epilogue, and you would get basically everything that you wanted.
No, they but they wanted to do a whole episode as an epilogue for whatever reason.
They're gonna do a penultimate.
I haven't seen it, but I would imagine like it. I don't know if like that'll pay off for them because it's got to be a hell of a final episode. Even though like this is the end. This is the end of the story mm-hmm. that we know so far. It's kind of not great.
Yeah, well, because let's see where everyone ends up at the end of this episode. So we get Gordon, who, you know, because of his bravery, because he literally defended the entire city from a giant army, he gets promoted to commissioner, so that's mm-hmm. good for him, you know, cool stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He finally gets to see his baby, because apparently him, Barbara, and Lee are just going to be okay being a trio of parenting with Barbara, so.
Barbara names the baby
after herself. Yeah.
And Lee.
Barbara Lee Gordon.
Which I know I was thinking about Nick when I was trying to, like, you know, I decided to name my kid after me because you weren't going to name after me, so you know, just kind of thing, just yeah, so that happened.
Why didn't Barbara just die?
There was no reason.
So like, we still have another episode. They could easily just have the epilogue being another death,
you know. That's
I mean,
not gonna
it would be
maybe.
Weird to kill her in an epilogue.
Just last second, ha. Last second,
but
she
still,
dies.
Like, why not kill her here and then, you know, Jim and Lee name the baby after her after she sacrifices herself and does a big hero moment? I mean, sure, like, a lot of these moments that I'm thinking of, like, that I wanted to happen, they're a little cliche, but they work emotionally.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, imagine this kid growing up, like, Mommy, why did you name me after you and Stepmommy?
Well, yeah, it's kind of weird.
Well, it all started with a man named Zaz.
Yeah,
and
so
then, yeah, so Barbara's whole character turn is I'm okay. I'm actually a good enough of a character now that I'm going to co-parent this kid with Lee and Jim, which is a hard fucking sell.
They were trying to sell it this whole season, and it's just after everything that's happened the last four seasons, you just don't really buy it.
Well,
at
it's
all.
Like Lee Barbara is less crazy in this season, but not for any particular reason. Like,
no, just cause
the baby's nuts. It took all the crazy.
The baby's acting to be the most crazy villain ever.
Exactly.
When he grows up.
The only thing I really liked in this episode was that they seemed like everything else in Gotham. They seemed to know that what Riddler and Penguin's relationship is like.
Right.
Like, yeah. Which we gotta talk about them because I mean also that Harvey became the new captain of the police force, it looks like, which is cool. But yeah, Penguin and Riddler, after all their stuff they did, they're a little bit pissed because for no reason whatsoever, Nyssa can pilot the submarine by herself and stole the submarine and the dog with her too. Apparently.
Do you remember the submarine that needs two people to pilot it?
The very specific.
Yep.
Riddler just said that to
or
to make,
one yeah. person lightly stabbed and a dog.
Look, the dog was actually piloting it the whole time, man.
Yep, so Nyssa escaped, and yeah, that's just so stupid. But yeah, so also stupid is that now they get the whole monologue thing where they're like, oh, well, the city doesn't recognize their accomplishments. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to be bad guys to show them, because screw them, you know, and stuff. And it's just, Riddler's speech, as cool it is to see Corey Michael Smith, like, hamming it up like crazy in that sequence, that felt really incongruent with everything else he's done this season. You know, you go like, you know what? I hate people. I didn't feel anything during that. Those people are boring. I'm going to go kill people again now.
Right. Again, whatever. It's the Riddler. I fucking hate it. I've hated the Riddler since day
well,
one.
Well, he's like, his whole thing is finding himself, but he found himself, like, two seasons ago.
Yeah.
So,
this is the third time he's found himself.
Right.
That's kind of the problem here is
he
that
he also lost himself a few times.
Also, Gordon doesn't really learn or have to sacrifice anything. His character arc was done a couple episodes ago. Mm-hmm. Harvey's mm-hmm. character arc was done a couple episodes ago with the Jane Joe storyline.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the only one who really finishes off their storyline is Bruce, even though he doesn't learn a whole lot other than bats are cool.
And murder
well, he also learns,
everything.
At least the only other lesson he did learn is that, yeah, I seem to be a magnet for problems, so maybe if I go away for a bit, things will get a little
oh,
bit better.
Oh, okay, sorry, can we
Gotham's
talk about
be
how
better.
Can we talk about how much of a piece of shit Bruce Wayne is? For
wow,
yep. that ends.
What an asshole.
So that clicked on me, he's like, oh, hey, I'll always be here for you too, buddy. And then he just leaves. He just
thing I said in the beginning where they were going to do that in the beginning of this season, but then chickened out and didn't do it, only to do it here?
Okay. Well, he says goodbye to his two.
He has a whole conversation with Jim to say goodbye, yep. But doesn't give
and Alfred.
Doesn't give Selena the courtesy of talking to her. It's a letter. Wow, you fucking asshole!
You might as well have broken up with her through text. Come on, dude.
That didn't make any sense whatsoever.
Just did a Casablanca moment, have it raining, and just like fucking, I can't be with you and leave.
Don't you know that Gotham doesn't amount to a hill of beans?
Goes on an RPG.
It's okay. Here's looking it's at not you, like kid. Selena has as he a points problem to feeling abandoned or anything.
I mean, to be fair, how many times has Selena abandoned him for pointless reasons
yeah, but
too
it
in the show?
Okay, but after Selena goes, "I'll always be here for you," and they have a heartfelt moment, he then decides, "I'm gonna leave
he
this
just
woman."
Ditches her.
Yeah. No. It was a
and
dick
it's like
move.
Here. Why don't like here? Can you take care of stuff? Take care of Alfred while I'm gone, and then like he tells Alfred, take care of Selena while I'm gone, and like they kind of look out for each other.
Well, that letter should have literally been was I'm leaving at this time. It's whether you want to be with it or not, make that choice. But I'm leaving Gotham.
That right. would have been cooler.
Well,
it, and that would have been
better. Just showing up and be like, the fuck is this?
Yeah, that's literally what happened though, because like there must have been some time on there because how does she know what airport?
I mean, I'm assuming there's only one airport in Gotham because it says Gotham Airport on it. So,
well, I suppose it's like only one of the planes left is Bruce's private plane.
Yeah,
I fucking guess so.
Well, you know what? That's even worse about this is that I saw a post the other day that this is actually what's the actress' name who plays Selena? Cameron Bikondova. This is her last episode. Apparently, they decided that they wanted to cast an actress who was a little bit older, and she decided that too. So she's not going to show up next episode. What a way to screw over that actress in this
Yo,
scene.
Oh man, Nick, have you caught up with Arrow?
No, why would
there
I?
There's an actress in the most recent episode of Arrow that looks like an older version of the current actress that plays Selena, and it is hilarious how similar they look.
Maybe they cast her in the next episode.
Dude, that would be amazing, because I was thinking in my head, I'm like, yo, I don't know who this woman is, but you gotta cast her as, like, female Selena Kyle, because they look so similar.
Older Selena Kyle? Yeah. She's already a female.
Sorry, but why am I bad? Female Selena Kyle?
No,
shit.
We need to cast her as male Selena Kyle. That would have been a lot better.
Hey, man, we got to change up gender tropes.
Oh, and you know what? I actually saw the woman who is cast as Catwoman. I'll probably look that up a little bit later. But, oh, gosh dang, it's Lily Simmons from Banshee. Okay. You guys probably don't know her. She's an up-and-coming character actress. So I'm like, oh, well, cool. Anyway, moving on from there. I mean, that's mostly it. That's where everyone ends up at the end of this. You know, Bane's in jail. Everything seems to be solved. You know, the army's going to rebuild Gotham. And it was kind of a huge old mess of an episode.
Yeah, until, like, the rest of Gotham, like, when they go anywhere else, go like, the fuck was this shit? You abandoned us?
Also, whoever's president in this version of Gotham is going to get impeached hardcore for sending the military out like this.
No, it's still Trump, and it still doesn't matter.
The people of Gotham, they're all criminals.
Some of them are good people. Nice people. We gave medals to them. I give the best medals.
Yeah, I was just really let down. I'm like, wow, I didn't think I would miss the puppet episode so much now, but I'm kind of thinking
no,
that...
No, I'm still...
Told you, that was the best episode this season.
No, the best episode was the Ace Chemicals episode with Joker.
Yeah,
that was
one of the most consistent...
Yeah, it was actually well-written and well-paced.
Well-paced, well-written, all the plot lines started and then converged into one solid
point. I love how the
point.
Riddler and Penguin storyline does end in this, where they go in for the hug and they both have knives behind their back.
They're both literally going to stab each other in the back.
They're both literally going to stab each other in the back, and then they both can't quite do it at the end. I'm like, what a perfect visual metaphor for their relationship.
Like, they know exactly where all the stakes are. Yeah, they know exactly what the score is.
That's the thing. As much as I've always hated the Riddler, and I'll still continue to, I like the I've always loved the relationship between him and Penguin. I always felt like they really bounce off each other really, really well. They have the best their chemistry is almost as good as Harvey and Gordon's chemistry. Like, it's almost like they're the criminal versions of each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sure. No, they're the two most interesting characters, I think, in the whole show. Yeah, when you think about it. Yeah. So yeah, this was that. This was this whole episode. Just meh. You know, it was fine. I don't know. I feel weirdly deflated by this because I'm like, I'm sure the epilogue episode will be fine because we're freaking bringing Jeremiah back.
Oh
so.
My god, that's going to be the worst.
Well, I mean, did you see the image?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I saw the
I think
image.
It looks freaking awesome.
That image looks awful. Like,
melted candle Joker?
Yeah, like, what
I mean,
the hell is
he
that?
He fell into a vat of acid. What are you supposed to look like?
Look, Jack Nicholson.
I don't know what, but he does look like a melted candle.
Like, I'm not even,
that's all
like,
I'm saying.
I'm sure it's a freaking promo image, and promo images always look awful. Like, remember the promo image for Bane? Holy shit, that looked trash. And then we see it, we're like, eh, okay, that's not bad.
Well, so that's the thing is that they've shown video clips of it, and I won't talk about it because you guys hate me talking about preview for episodes. But the little bit that I saw
for this one.
Yeah, no, I saw the preview for the next episode, and it's like, and, you know, in motion, he looks pretty good, but we'll see what happens in the full episode.
Yeah, just, it feels like, honestly, like, I don't know why I feel like that entire epilogue was just done as a last-minute thing. Like, I still convinced, if you just added 10 minutes onto this episode, the series is over. I'm like, oh, wait, let's have one last thing with the Joker, because, you know, God forbid we do a Batman story that doesn't exclusively focus on the Joker.
Yeah, I'm also starting to see from some images and stuff I've seen for this new epilogue episode, some of the things that they said at that Comic-Con interview that you did, Nick, doesn't seem to be adding up, where I'm like, wait a minute, did they say this about Penguin? And no, that doesn't seem to be happening here. Okay, but whatever.
Well, the Riddler was supposed to get his cane by the end of it, so I guess that's going to happen in the next episode.
Well, there was, okay, I won't say what, I don't want to spoil anything, but there's one thing in particular which I'm seeing the promo images and that it does not seem to be happening this episode, so whatever. Mm-hmm. But, and also apparently this is gonna, you know, the next episode is gonna take place 10 years in the future.
That's
so,
what they said, is it's gonna jump forward a decade.
That's okay. Yeah. An entire episode of Elseworlds future. I can dig that. If it's good, I'll be happy with it.
No, if this is a good episode, like it lands if it nails the landing and that stuff, then I'll be fine. You know, that'd be a, you know, make up for how weak this arc ended.
There's a live action Batman year one. Like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, which, you know, they also said that it's definitely going to be Batman, you know, that he's actually be fully in costume, which apparently they did say that they're doing some, like, CG alteration to make David Masseuse look a little older in the suit.
So. Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Basically, we're going to give him a beard. We're doing the opposite of Henry Cavill, people. We're going to give him a beard.
Well, and I thought I saw some images that I didn't see Gordon with his mustache, so they better put one on there, dang it.
No,
so.
Like,
the mustache on there, make it as bad as taking off Superman's. I love it.
I don't think you could ever make it as, never mind, what am I saying? Have it floating, where it's like, you clearly can tell it's not in scene, and Gordon can't move too fast, so the mustache starts moving.
It lags a bit.
Or they just go comical and go to a store and just like, okay, glue this to your lip. What?
Yeah. Well, but the episode is called The Beginning. That's going to be the last episode, which, you know, get it? It's the last episode, but it's the beginning of Batman.
Hey, I don't know, man. I like that.
No, it's cool. It's cool. And guess who's directing it? It's Aaron Richards, Barbara. So.
Oh, so okay. Jim's going to get the shit end of the stick this episode. Holy shit.
Yeah, she directs in character for all this stuff.
I do like the idea that the characters direct the episodes, not the actors.
Well, I would ask you guys, what do you think else is going to happen this final episode? But I almost don't want to think about it. Just like, I just want to accept whatever crazy thing happens as it is. You know?
I'll do one prediction. At some point, we're going to see, like, either the episode's going to end or some version of it where we're going to see either Robin's going to be in the episode or he's going to point to a kid and that's going to be Robin. Like, the flying Robins or some shit.
Well, they did a reference to Nightwing in this episode. You remember
the
that?
Nightwing Project, yeah. But he also names that after his, like, shit, the Nightwing.
Yeah, so he's like, you know, the Nightwing Protocol, which I'm like, okay, ha 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 ha.
Next to the Titans Protocol, and also something called the Justice League Initiative. I don't know what that is.
Nick and Travis, any predictions on your end or anything like that? Or,
well, I know what I want to see is just like to feel a little bit more like Gotham than this episode did. I want like more crazy kind of stuff to happen. I think that's what really bummed me out about this episode is that like it could have gone real nuts and it just feels like it was really reserved for whatever reason.
It just went out with a whimper.
Yeah, it was just it's not like it's horrible or anything. There are a couple writing parts that are just like, yeah, I don't get why these characters made their decisions. But
there was just some really bad dialogue. Like, even for Gotham, there was some really bad dialogue throughout this episode, too. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. Especially anything that Nyssa says was just cringeworthy.
Well, who cares? Like, Nyssa was a useless character since she showed up. She's been pointless.
Lucius Fox's entire thing was just like, I'm just going to be the smart guy for 5 seconds.
And then it's like that whole, like, why did they rip off Dark Knight Rises?
Right.
The Christopher Nolan movie no one likes.
Like, the worst. It was okay.
It sucked. It was terrible.
Like, the more I watch that movie, I'm like, yeah, every time I watch the movie, I like it a little bit less. Like,
you can just tell that Christopher Nolan's heart wasn't in it. And it almost kind of translates here, but it feels like the Gotham creators just, because I looked at the writer, it's one of the writers who wrote some of the best episodes of Gotham, but it just felt like this ending, they just didn't have their hearts in it at all.
Again, because I still feel that they had, like, I don't know what happened during production. I don't think that they ever I know they anticipated to end the series at season 5. I don't think they ever intended to have 12 episodes. I really feel like they intended to have more.
I think the Disney deal screwed them over hardcore. 100%. It feels like they... I'm sure Disney's like, all right, you know what? We'll give you just enough money to finish your crappy little show. Just do it, you know, kind of thing.
But yeah, because for a show that got condensed down, it does not feel like the budget. Like the budget should have gone double to each episode, right. And that did not happen.
It feels like it got halved. It feels like they never.
It feels like it feels like they have
they have the episodes, but they have the budget you would have gotten for half the episodes.
Yeah, it's like a quarter of the budget, half the episode, then a quarter of the budget. It's so weird.
I wouldn't be surprised if a news story comes out in a couple months saying that we had so many. Like, here's the cutting room floor. Here are the storyboards the other six episodes we had.
Yeah, and like, so for the episodes...
like, here's the whole Scarecrow episode we were going to have.
Like, here's the filler episode
where the frick is Scarecrow?
Here's the filler episode where we're running away from two separate gangs, only they're nobody gangs. Why wasn't that Firefly and Freeze?
Yeah, here's the episode where here's the episode where we're trying to find something for food, and we accidentally run into a gigantic turf war between, like, a bunch of fire people and ice people. That would have been dope as shit.
Yeah.
Like... I just don't get it.
We've had enough money to change Scarecrow's costume again.
I want to go back and look because I remember that scene, the scene from the last season, of last episode, where they show all the different people and all their different groups.
Mm-hmm. That was so cool.
So many of them do not get paid off. Nope. And they treat it like Barbara's Amazon assassins just don't exist.
Oh, yeah. They don't exist until they're dead.
Only to kill them off. Just get rid of them. So, yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why did that happen?
They're defending our territory.
Jeez.
I'm gonna keep saying that.
I thought they were like,
dumb.
Okay, they're saving them for the final battle. They're gonna get involved in the final battle, and there's gonna be a bunch of ninjas fighting army guys. Nope. All got wiped out by what looks like one woman.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you think this episode wasn't good, here's a prediction I have that, God forbid it actually happens, but it would make everything worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, final episode, Nyssa shows back up. But wait, nah, it gets even worse than that. She comes back with a child. Mm-hmm. And she said, this is Damien.
Damien?
How much?
Talia is the one who has it with Bruce.
Sorry, that's what you're getting at? How about the fact that how is she going to have a kid? That implies she fucked Bruce at some fucking point.
No, it's just someone else, and then it's just Damien.
That's how that works.
Somebody else's kid that's Damien.
Well, okay, I'll say I have one actual legit prediction that's kind of a joke also. So, you notice how progressively Bruce is just showing off all of his combat gear to everybody, like, you know, not hiding it. It's very clearly Batman stuff. I suspect that in the final episode that him and Gordon will, you know, like, his mask will fall off and Gordon will see him and go like, oh, it's Bruce Wayne. But he's like, you know what? You're defending the city now. Go, kid. Whatever.
What'll happen is Gordon will go like, yeah, it'll be a pleasure working with you, Bruce. And it's like, how did you know? Dude, I'm not a fucking moron.
I made a picture on
and then Batman kills him.
Because seriously, if they play it in the next episode, like, that Gordon can't figure out who this vigilante is, it's almost impossible.
Maybe.
Bruce is doing everything but announcing his name to everybody. Well, he's like, I am Batman.
He leaves a batarang behind or something, and, like, the next day, Gordon, like, delivers it to the Wayne Manor, like, the rebuilt one. Like, you left us behind.
Left
don't be
this.
Sloppy.
Don't leave evidence behind if you're going to do this.
See, that would be cool if they did that.
No, they're going to do what they did with Dark Knight Rises, where he's going to be going off, and he's going to be like, yeah, you helped that, you know, you can help another kid in another situation, and go, Bruce? And then as he flies off in the Batwing.
That seems also plausible.
That's exactly. That's gonna be shot for shot what happens at the end of Dark Knight Rises.
It couldn't be any worse than going and go, I knew it was you. How? The look in your eye.
Because you're an orphan and I'm an orphan and I know.
I still hate that part. So
I'm a good detective.
I still hate that part.
I'm a good detective.
There's so much of Dark Knight Rises that sucked balls. But anyways,
but there's some good stuff. I won't sit here and say the whole movie's trash.
But anyway, I think that's most everything we got to talk about. So we will actually have, I know we announced it, there was going to be a final episode this week. It's not because the scheduling was really weird where they're like, hey, it's going to be a two-parter or not.
Nope.
Just because. So yeah, we're going to have one more episode. And this time, I promise you people, Chris will actually be on the episode with us. So.
Could you imagine they announce a season 6 next week? That would be fucking hilarious.
Well, I mean,
surprising.
That would be
doing
very surprising.
They're doing Pennyworth, so they're going to keep
is
up
that
the crazy.
Them,
yeah, it's the same creators.
It feels like it's a completely different kind of show. Like, I feel like it's a different studio, different everything.
You seen the preview for it? Sure,
doesn't
feel any different.
Stylistically, it looks the same, except it's going to be Alfred fighting
the
Jack the Ripper.
Children of Jack the Ripper.
Oh, my God, that's such a stupid concept. I love
Man.
It.
I keep waiting for that to not be funny. It never is.
I keep forgetting about that, and then you mention it, I'm just like, that's ridiculous. Like, don't say
I know,
so
I love it too, because I also, like, it's like the first time I hear it every time, and it's just, it brings a smile to my face. It's
ridiculous. Children of Jack the Ripper. Dumb. Are you kidding me? Oh my god.
Yeah. No, hey, but,
these are the unused Gotham plots.
But again, to be fair, we made fun of this show when it first came. Well, like, that's a Batman show, though. Batman, that's stupid. No one would watch that, and yet, here we are.
Oh, 5 years later. Yeah, wow.
Oh, God, it's been 5 years.
Yep. Well, you don't have to wait 5 years for the next episode, hopefully. Mm. But, yep, tune in next week, people, for the final episode of The Final Days of Gotham, and let's just see where this crazy show ends with what crazy ending. So, see you, everybody.
Yes. We're not going to do any outros for...
Yeah.
You mentioned our names this time. You can't expect everything, Nick.
Let me go.
So, all right, before we actually leave...
Oh, my God, we're keeping this in. I want this to stay in.
Before we actually leave, Alan, tell people where they can find you on the internet.
Sorry, if you go to Facebook and you put in Midnight Chat Attack into the search bar, you'll see a giant orange M. That's where you'll find embedded links to all sorts of places where you hear me incoherently babbling about all sorts of stuff. So be sure to check that out on Twitch at The Chat Attack and YouTube Midnight Chat Attack. So that's where I'll be.
All right, Nick.
Well, you can find me and Travis where we fight the great-grandkids of Moriarty on the YouTube. We're talking about geek shit all the time. Netflix and Kill, we don't find any great grandkids in that, but we do review awesome killer movies on Netflix. Or my Stand Against Evil podcast, Pod Against Evil, that we do with Les Wyler. Also, I'll be on the second season of The Good Die Young with Les, where we're doing Happy Town. That should be coming out pretty soon. I'm on the Screener Squad every once in a while. And yeah, that should, am I forgetting anything?
No, I think we should mention also that we're going to do the spinoff season. Where we fight the grandchildren of Marie Antoinette.
It's a niche audience.
Why not just combine them? The children of Marie Antoinette and Moriarty.
Oh, gosh.
It's like Muppet Babies, but horrible lineage.
Well, I thought of the subtitle. Revenge will be had. Heads will roll.
Yep, and you know where to find me, folks. I'm all over this website, including our Game of Thrones podcast that all of us are on, including Shaq Lambert as well. And that episode should come out the day after this one, so be ready for that, people, because Game of Thrones is on tonight, and happy Easter with that. So
it's the real celebration we're having today.
The resurrection of our Lord Jon Snow. Yeah, absolutely.
He came back after 3 days.
Or 3 minutes, I don't know. But anyways, alright, see you, everybody.